Welcome back to What's New with the SU, the podcast by the University of New Brunswick Student Union. As always, I'm Josh. For today's episode, we're just going to be going over some general recaps of what happened this year at UNB, and we're also going to highlight some student music. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into What's New with the SU. Alright, let's dive into what's new with the SU. For some news, our 2023-2024 UNB Student Union Survey is now open. Your feedback from the survey will directly influence the strategic plan, impacting the projects that we work on, events that we host, and the overall direction of the student union for years to come. Your opinions are valuable to us, and to show our gratitude, you can leave your email at the end of the survey for a chance to win a $50 gift card. In hiring news, for those of you looking for a job for the summer, the union is hiring a garden coordinator. The garden coordinator will take care of the UNBSU garden, in which students can take full advantage of. For more information on this, check us out at unbsu.ca/jobs. If you're looking for another opportunity to get involved in the summer, on May 13th, the UNB Spring Orientation, also known as SOAR, is going to be happening, and UNB is looking for some volunteers. If you're going to be in Fredericton and you want to help UNB welcome our new students who are going to be joining us in September, we're looking for student volunteers who can help greet the new students and their parents and supporters coming to SOAR. If you are interested in volunteering, please reach out to unbforientation@unb.ca. In other news, while the semester is coming to an end, with Tuesday being the end of exams, we just want to remind you all that evening counseling services and counseling services as a whole at UNB will continue to be offered. Evening counseling services are Wednesday evenings with limited spots. Make sure you check your emails for more information. As we're getting to the end of the semester, we all know what that means, and that is graduation. For those of you who are graduating, here's a few pieces of news for you. The absolute last deadline for students to reserve their regalia, which is what they wear at graduation, is this Friday, April 28th. At 11:59 p.m. or midnight. After this time, the website to order your regalia will be shut down. The rental fee for this is $50 plus tax, so make sure that if you need your regalia, you're ordering it by tomorrow. Gowns, academic caps, and hoods will all be available for pickup before your graduation ceremony in the Alberta Alumni Recreation Center on the first floor of the Curry Center. In some other news about graduation, valedictorians have been announced. For Ceremony A, we have Kiana Bear Hetherington. Ceremony B, we have Amy Thompson. Ceremony C, we have Callum Hunter. And Ceremony D, we have Brandon Solner. Congrats to all of our valedictorians. More information about graduation will be coming out in emails to all the grads, so make sure that you keep an eye on your email throughout the rest of the summer. So look who just decided to walk in and join this podcast. Ryan, sit down. We are talking about grads right now. I was just explaining everything about what's going on with grads. How about you just say a little something?
All right. So with the semester officially over here, we have completed another year around the sun here at UNB. And we just want to congratulate everyone on finishing up their exams for the year. It's a lot of work. It took a lot of dedication, and you know, just from a few students to some more. Just want to say thank you and special big congratulations and shout out to our graduating class here of 2023. Going to be a great year. Bunch of good looking grads in there. Hey, Josh.
Oh, buddy. You know, I saw someone up in the business faculty that's looking pretty cute, and also someone in the math one too. So I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good crowd. And for those of us sticking around and we'll see us again next year in the fall, can't wait to see you all in September. And Josh, what do you think we got to do to celebrate such a monumental accomplishment?
You know, to celebrate, I think there's nothing better than listening to the top student music that we've received so far this year. Here's Someone You Love, covered by Kami Sadin.
somebody to heal, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds in a nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. Let my guard down when you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts sometimes. I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your sound till you come back around. Now the day bleeds in a nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. Let my guard down when you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
So, that was Someone You Love, covered by Kami, a student here at UNB who also performed at the Red and Black Review that Ryan and I co-emceed back a few weeks ago. Coming up next, we have another student hit, in which also performed at the Red and Black Review. We have Go With the Flow by David and Friends.
Man, do the thing, man.
Man, it's not working. I'm trying to...
Bro, just try twist it.
I'm trying to fix it. It's not...
Just twist it this way, man. This way.
It's not working.
Ah, you did it. It's on now. That's mad, you know. Now we can finally get into it. Finally get into the beat. All right. All right. All right. Let's go.
I can feel the music moving in my soul. I can feel the rhythm grooving in my feet. Move it to the beat and let it take control. It's a gift and I can never let it go. Baby, feel it in my soul. I take, and let me tell you something, I made some big mistakes, some leg breaks, a few snakes, and some heartaches too, but there's an upside, I get a chance to fix up things all in my downside, and then I count my blessings, God taught me a lesson, always turn the other cheek, and you'll never be stressing, I'm never passive aggressive, I just go with the flow, never over obsessive, and it's never depressing, I got a joy in my heart, and I'm not even messing, I like to keep you guessing, have you constantly assessing, cause I can feel the music moving in my soul. Never let it go, baby, feel it in my flow. Why the music is the way we've always rolled. You can trust in God and take it slow. Cause you know maybe that's just how life goes, baby. From time to time, I just be thinking to myself, am I wrong to trust? Always a helper for myself. I come across some people, don't like to do it to themselves. So many pain to share, they couldn't prove it to themselves. You see, so many hurt believers and not enough truth seekers. I've been watching from the bleach, trying to learn it from my teachers. Be wise as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. It's a simple lesson too, so just keep it in your dome. Relax, I'm about to take it home. You can't let it take a toll. There's so much that you should know. For now, you can let loose and let go. Move with the flow, cause you know. You can feel the music moving in your soul. You can feel the music grooving in your feet. Move it to the beat and let it take control. It's a gift and you can never let it go. Baby, feel it in my flow. Right, the music is the way we've always rolled. You can trust in God and take it slow. Cause you know maybe that's just how life goes.
All right, Ryan, some of us might remember who's up next, but how about you tell us?
A student who goes by the artist name of Hex. Here is their song, Fire Exit.
You came running towards me, but it turns out you were trying to escape the fire we started. So bright, we thought it would last forever, and it did, except it left me burned. 'Cause I'm the fire exit for our love. You used me to release your heart. First you forced yourself right in, but now I can't say where you've been. You ran away but didn't even care to save me. I was completely unaware that you were too scared to make a move. You're leaving me here looking like a fool. I was just a fixture that couldn't help you paint the perfect picture. Am I your escape? Who held your hand and knows your favorite movies and songs? Didn't we get along? But I'm the fire exit for our love. You used me to release your heart. First you forced yourself right in, but now I can't say where you've been. You ran away but didn't even care to save me. Completely unaware that you were too damn scared to make a move. You're leaving me here looking like a fool. If you don't want it, say it quick. Consider this my last dying wish. What we had is up in flames. Cross your heart and forget my. Yeah, I knew this thing would blow apart. Yeah, we were lovers in the dark. We had a flame, but it was fake. Don't you know I'll hate your face? For the blaze that seemed to grow with distance. When was the last time that we listened to each other, but you didn't care to save me? I was completely unaware that you were too damn scared to make a move. I'm staying here, but I'm not your tool.
All right, welcome back. Today we are going to be jumping into our fan favorite, but new and improved segment, Fast Five, to switch it up for the summer. You know, what just happened yesterday, Josh? Probably doesn't know. It was the NFL draft. So we're going to switch up Fast Five, and we're going to do Fast Five Draft Edition with this week's theme being summer activities. Josh, I'm going to flip this coin right here. What are you going to say? Heads or tails? If you win, you get to pick when you go.
Oh, I got to go tails.
Heads. Oh. And I'm gonna go first.
Okay. Yep.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
My number one pick for summer activities is patio beverages. I'll let you guys decide what you think I mean by beverages. Might be a crisp, cool Kool-Aid jammer on the deck, or might be something else that you need to be over 19 to consume.
A Sunny D.
Sunny D in the Sunny D. Let's go. All right. Number one, patio beverages. Josh, what are you going to take with your first pick of the draft?
Number one in the draft honestly has to be spending the days at the beach. You know, crammed up at UNB. There's no beach there. Let's go to the beach. Maybe have a Sunny D. Enjoy the waves. That's my number one.
Are you familiar with the fact that it is known as Freddy Beach, the city of Fredericton, home of UNB? So that no beach thing, I think that is a rough call. That is slander against the city of Fredericton.
Whoops.
And yeah, I think everyone should take that into consideration when we're voting for who we think the best team is here. With okay. The number two pick, can't believe it's still on here. Should have went number one for you, Josh. It's going to be spending the day on a boat. Boat life, like we're rich and famous. Maybe a yacht, maybe a dinghy. I'll count a kayak. Nice day on the water. Get to turn lobster red if you're like me and Josh. We don't take sun well.
Nope.
We don't go outside very often. That's probably why.
True.
But yeah, going to say getting a red lobstered on a boat. See what I did there?
I see what lobster. You did there. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I did. Number two for me has to be going on a trip. You have a ton of free time. Some of my buddies right now are down in Cuba. Some are down in the Dominican Republic. Who knows where I'm going to go this summer? Maybe to the Northwest Territories to visit Ryan's mom. Who knows?
Josh is actually currently on the no-fly list into the Northwest Territories for crimes against polar bears, our territorial animal. So that wasn't super cool of you, Josh. Remember, look, don't touch. And you could have lost a finger with that polar bear, so you should have been more careful.
My bad.
Okay. Number three, third pick on the draft. I am going to say summer recreational sports. Softball, ultimate frisbee, soccer, baseball, lacrosse? Nah. Beer league sports, we'll say. Specifically softball. You can't get anything better than that. Hitting dingers, enjoying some beverages in the sun. Nice thing to do after work, hang out with your friends, you know, run around a base, or if you're like me, more of a manager role on the team, just kind of sit on the bench, you know, make sure we have a good score, keep score really well, just hang out, really be like a glue guy. So yeah, being a glue guy on a beer league team, that is number three.
You know, I gotta say, speaking of softball, Ryan, I don't know if you know this, I am a softball legend. Back in high school, wasn't on the high school team, didn't make the cut. Oh well, they weren't good enough for me. But when it came to the McDonald's League, oh, you know, I was a manager of the store. I was also the best one on the team. And when we went away to the competitions in Truro, Nova Scotia to go against every other store, well, we didn't win, but we didn't lose because of me. So let's take that into consideration. My number three has to be going on a bike ride. I like my bike. It's nice. Yeah, that's about it.
I'm going to say right now that that is the lamest answer we've had all day. And okay. I'm going to hold back and call back to your McDonald's softball. Were you, per se, hitting McDoubles out there?
Oh, buddy, I was hitting McSlingers.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so number
good.
Four, I'm going to say this. Number four, you know, it's summertime. Kind of be in the great outdoors, and you don't like sleeping in your house, I'm going to go camping. Easy number four. Probably should have been a top three pick. Kind of sad that it's went this late in the game. It's a very recreational, fun activity. Get out one with nature, hot dogs, s'mores, you know, hang out, and then you get to sleep in a tent. It's like, you know, childhood dream, sleep in a tent. Easy. Number four, camping. Josh, number four pick.
Number four pick for me honestly has to be, it's kind of similar to camping, but it's just having a fire. You know, at my place at home, we have a propane fire pit. Nothing better than after a hard day of work in the summer, going home and then kicking up the propane fire pit, having a beverageino, eating a hot dog over the fire. Overall, good night. That's my number four.
And contributing to Canada's fossil fuel emissions.
Ouch.
Very friendly of you, Joshua.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh. Take that into consideration. Everyone's got to take that into consideration. Number five, the final pick of my team. To round out, you know, we've got recreation. We've got sport. We've got beverages. We've got the outdoors. And, you know, what do you need to enjoy all of these things? Lots of daylight. I'm saying the nice, long summer days as my number five pick. Basically calling summer in itself is the best part about summer. So yeah, there you go. Number five off the board. Josh, it's game over now. My team's walking you and Four games.
That was pretty lame. You know, when you were talking about all that stuff to do in the summer, I kind of had no idea where you were going with that, and I kind of thought you were going to say that you needed friends to do that. And well, we know it's a bit of a struggle for you, but let's get over the cliche of that summer and let's get into my number five. My number five probably has to be just going for a nice solid cruise. Nothing better out here in the Maritimes. Hopping in the car, who knows where you're going to end up? In Amherst, where I am, in 50 minutes, you can be in PEI. You can end up all the way over past Moncton. You can really just go anywhere. So, yeah, going for a nice drive.
Once again, contributing to global carbon emissions, Josh, with your list. Your team are some unethical players on the court. This is not all right, but you know, we'll let the people decide. The viewers at home, email who you think has won this draft to academic@unbsu.ca. And yeah, there we go. That is going to wrap up Fast Five this week. I think it's pretty clear. You know, Josh's team needs some work, probably because the manager needs some work on the summer activities, you know, but he tried his best. And
Yeah.
yeah, there we go.
You know,
Any final words from you, Josh?
well, you know, it's been a long day. So I'll take those Fast Five options as probably true, probably the best ones we can come up with. Make sure you email your opinion. General update before we let everyone go today is from now on, over the summer until we're back in September, what's new with the SU is going to be switching to a bi-weekly basis. So if you're looking to check us out, you can double check some information on our Insta at UNBSU or Facebook UNB Student Union. That's all we have for today's episode. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you tune in next week to see what's new with the SU.
Woohoo!